Jeff Boy Inc. lobbies for Dakota Partners, which wants to haul crude oil from the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota, crisscrossing Iowa from northwest to southeast. Before the joint House Senate Oversight Committee, he was tongue-in-cheek.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I'm sure I'm going to be the most popular man in the room.
Actually, not. It was mostly landowners and legislators speaking out against the big energy projects and what they call their heavy-handed tactics, seeking easements from landowners. John Murray of Storm Lake was there on behalf of his mother. Her farm is in Buena Vista County, right in the path of the proposed pipeline.
I've heard this from other landowners being told the same thing. Right-of-way agents tell them that this is inevitable. So you better just take the easement deal before you.
Eric Lashier says the company has tangled with his mother-in-law, whose land lies just south of the Story County line, not far from Iowa State University.
My mother-in-law will not sign the easement and will go quite far to stop the pipeline, the best of her ability.
Now, a bipartisan bill would create some hoops energy companies must jump through before they can take the land by force. Cedar Rapids Democrat and bill sponsor Rob Ho calls the projects unprecedented.
And we need to fill the holes in Iowa's law to make sure that we're not turning the power of eminent domain over to private companies.
By contrast, Hogue says eminent domain in the past has been the purview of governments operating for the public good. To protect landowners, the bill would require companies to get 75% of the needed land by voluntary easement, and landowners would get legal help to fight involuntary takeover. Jeff Boyink with Dakota Partners calls that changing the rules midstream. He says they've fired land agents who've pushed too hard.
If anybody in this room has had a bad experience with one of our land agents, get us the name, get us the date that occurred. I will send that to our company. We will deal with that swiftly, and we will deal
Paula
with it directly.
Paula Derenfeld lobbies for the Rock Island Clean Line Project. She predicts most landowners will grant voluntary easements.
Right now, they're at approximately 15 to 20%. Their goal is well in excess of 90%.
But outspoken eminent domain critic and bill sponsor, Wilton Republican Bobby Kaufman, sharply disagrees.
You live in a different world if you think you're going to get to 90%. In my county alone, there's 132 affected landowners. Two have signed, and I can guarantee you you're not going to get that many more than that.
Indianola Republican Julian Garrett listened to the allegations of questionable tactics by land agents.
Really disclosing factual information, and I have received emails from others making that same allegation, and frankly, that's kind of troubling to me.
But Senator Garrett did not sign on the legislation. Still, Senator Hogan says landowner rights are a bipartisan issue.
I think members of both parties have deep concerns about eminent domain. I was here in the legislature in 2006.
That's when lawmakers passed a bill limiting eminent domain when it's not for a public good. Governor Vilsack vetoed that bill. The legislature overrode the veto. At a recent stop in northwest Iowa, Governor Branstad said one landowner or a few landowners could stand in the way of something very beneficial to the public, but he says eminent domain should only be used as a last resort. The bill advances to the full House and Senate oversight committees. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.